Andrew Schneider here with Brent Van Hallen, head coach of the track and field teams here and an assistant with the Pella football program. And our feature this week, really dialing in on what Pella's dynasty was recently. When I first got here, it was 2014 in the midst of one of the greatest runs in Iowa high school history, and kind of contrasting it with where the track and field program has been at that same time, and obviously some of the lower moments here for the football program. And Brent, obviously right now the football team is a little bit down from where it's been. There's several factors to that, with classification, just different generations of kids loving football versus other sports and all the above. But your thoughts about where the football program sits right now? Obviously a lot of the same coaches, same families that have contributed to that great dynasty are around, but it probably goes to show how difficult it is to win football consistently.
It is. You know, we talked before about, you know, just college football, how that has changed in a dynamic. You know, there's more and more teams that are competitive, and I think we see that in high school too. There's just so many more teams that are excelling at a higher level over the last 5, 6, 7 years than what we had seen before. And it's just like any sports program. You go across the board, you're going to have highs, you're going to have lows, you know, and then it's the ability to come back up and get back to that, you know, that high point. And I think we've played, you know, even over the last 2 years, we've played really good football. We just had played really hard competition, you know, we just couldn't quite get over that hump. So it looks, you know, record, yeah, they weren't great the last couple of years, but I still think we played really good football a lot of the time.
Well, and I think one of the things when I talked to Bud Legg, he's the historian or former historian of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, about this, is the lens in what we look at. If we look at the last 2 year cycle, then obviously, yeah, Pella football, 7 wins, more losses, I think, than they had at the previous 8 seasons combined. But context is also important. We talk about that run just as I got here in 2014. That was after several dome trips and kind of building up to, and then obviously the years after those 3 championships were great seasons too. You know, when we look at the context of the program as a whole, and we're only evaluating it on wins and losses here, clearly the success is not ancient history at this point, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, it's still right there. These kids that are playing, you know, saw that firsthand in the stands watching those teams of 14, 15, 16, 17, you know, do a lot of great things, and they got to see that. And I think they realize, you know, that is there, and they can, you know, we can get back to that point. There's no doubt about it. Will it be harder this time, second time around? Yeah, probably. You know, it's always harder to get back to that, but like you said, in context, you know, that was one of the best runs in Iowa high school history, winning 42 or 43 games in a row, you know, so to compare it to that is hard if you don't look at that context.
Well, and what makes it fascinating is that it's not as if at Pella High School, when one team fails, it's the whole school is all of a sudden taking a step back. We're in the midst of the greatest run of track and field in program history, and you've been obviously at the forefront of that for the past now 10 seasons with 4 championships and several top 3 finishes in there as well, individual champions galore. But in the same context, it wasn't like that just snapped your fingers and happened either. You had great assistants, great families, the cross country's contribution and football's contribution have all led to make that happen. So talk about that context of being in the midst of one dynasty after one had kind of just fallen's a strong word, and the work it takes to make these things happen. They just don't happen overnight.
Yeah, it's incredibly hard work. You know, obviously Jay and I have talked about, you know, to win the first one is great, but to win that second one is incredibly hard. You know, it just becomes harder and harder all the time because you do want to stay at that. You want to stay at that level, but the realistic of it, you don't. You know, you look back at track and field, you know, we won in 16. 17 and 18, we were solid teams, but we were not, you know, top 5. We were hardly in the top 10, you know. But then you creep back to it, and now we're kind of back at that point where we're, you know, the last 3 years we've been in the top 2. And it is. It's incredibly hard work. But, yeah, you got to have dedicated assistants. You got to have dedicated parents that are willing to, you know, support you no matter what, and kids that are willing to put in the work. You know, we talked about that all last spring. You got to do the work, you know, and I think that goes across all our sports. Our kids are willing to work, and if they continue to work, we're gonna have success.
Well, and I think in the history of the football program, when you look back at it, one of the things that I think, if you lived here for 10 years like I did, you never knew this, but there was a lot of heartbreak that led to that point. And even in the context of your previous championship season in track, the second place finish arguably was more important than maybe winning the title in 2022 that led to 23 success. in sports and in life, heartbreak can often lead and build to something. And Pella football had its fair share of heartbreaking losses before finally getting that cup of success that was so awesome for those three seasons.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't here in the 90s. I got here in 2001, but I know the 90s were great for Pella football, and they were just kind of on that cusp of breaking through. And 2002, we had an incredible team. That was my second year here in Pella, and we got knocked off by an incredibly talented Atlantic team that year by 1 point in the quarterfinals and graduated almost that entire team. But we came back the next year, and we make it to the semifinals kind of unexpectedly. But that 2001-2002 team kind of bred that, you know, excitement and that level of competitiveness. And that was kind of the beginning of this gradual build of, you know, those expectations, and the kids put those expectations on themselves that they were going to work to do this. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's been exciting to see. It is a roller coaster, up and down. But I think there's always that knowing in the back of our minds that, yeah, we can get back to where we have been.
Well, and it's easier said than done, but having had that ability in track and field to be able to come back even in this last 10-year run and to see what Coach Cutler has done, right? Had two championships and then didn't win one for 11 years until they finally got back to that height. And it took a lot of heartbreaking losses in between to you can name the sport at Pella High School. Basketball, it had been 20 years between their championships. A, it's a reminder that championships are hard, but B, there is a process to get there, even though we are in this Class 4A and this very different environment than when we were in 2014.
Yeah, you know, and when you mentioned the process, I think that's something that track, cross country, basketball, football, there's a process that as coaches we believe in, and we're going to continue to stay on that, you know, stay on that course and do things the right way and make, you know, hopefully good decisions and working with the kids and loving the kids. And I think that's all part of that process to get to where we want to be and be back competing for championships each year.